40 years ago this week, Israel earned its greatest military victory in just 6 days. It defeated the armies of Egypt, Syria, and Jordan, and captured wide swaths of Arab territory. But in Israel today, debate continues about the wisdom of holding on to those territories.
Israeli and Palestinian human rights groups are holding a series of protests this week. They say occupation of the West Bank harms Israelis as much as Palestinians and that it's time for Israel to withdraw.
NPR's Linda Gradstein attended one demonstration in Tel Aviv, and she filed this report.
The Palestinian couple standing inside the long metal cage hesitantly approached the Israeli soldier on the other side of the turnstile. The wife is carrying a pot of food wrapped in a towel and tells the Israeli soldier she forgot her ID card.
Forgot, go home.
I forgot. But I have nothing, just only this to take to my family.
The argument grows more heated. When the husband steps toward the soldier, he pokes him with his rifle. Eventually, the couple is turned away, and the next person in line shuffles forward. For many Palestinians, waiting at Israeli checkpoints in the West Bank like this one is part of daily life. But this is Tel Aviv, and both the Palestinians and the soldiers are actors in a play called Winter in Calandia, about life at the largest Israeli checkpoint in the West Bank. Palestinians say Israel uses the checkpoints as collective punishment, making freedom of movement impossible. Israeli officials say the checkpoints are needed to stop suicide bombers. Sharon Burstein, who played the Palestinian wife, says the skit is meant as a wake-up call for Israelis.
We want people in Tel Aviv to feel a little bit and to see in their eyes what is going on in Calandia and in other places. The frustration, the heat, the humiliation.
Sara Klatchkov is a volunteer in Machsom Watch, Israeli women who stand at the checkpoints monitoring the behavior of Israeli soldiers.
We say enough, you say enough for the occupation. It's time to make peace, not to talk peace.
But some passersby at the demonstration were not convinced. Yaron Sharon said he thinks the checkpoints are important for Israeli security.
The Palestinians are the ones who carry out the suicide bombings. If there were no checkpoints, there would be complete chaos here. I support the checkpoints.
Even many Israelis who want to see the occupation end argue that there is no one to make peace with on the Palestinian side. One of the Tel Aviv demonstrators, Shira Shohami, said she came to show solidarity with the Palestinians, but she has little hope there will be any real change.
I think it's going nowhere, actually. I think Israelis are becoming more and more arrogant and cruel in a way, and not willing to see their responsibility. It's very hard to see your own responsibility. So I'm very depressed, yeah.
That's exactly the feeling some of the protest organizers came to fight against. Israeli soldiers shot and killed Bassam Aramin's 10-year-old daughter earlier this year in disputed circumstances in a West Bank village. Aramin is a member of Combatants for Peace, Israelis and Palestinians who have fought in the past but have since renounced violence. Bassam says his personal loss has only made him more determined to work for peace with Israel.
Actually, I believe in peace before what I happened to me, and I must still believe because we haven't another way. We haven't any choice.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Tel Aviv.